Blog Talk Radio. Since the late 90s. Since the late 90s. It's hard to say anything good because I don't understand. I mean, good I could say is that I met Dede Jakes. I mean, talk to Dede Jakes, a good person. But as far as the Midtown movement goes, for me, I don't necessarily see anything positive about it. In my opinion, I respect it, but I don't see that it really helps men being men, in my opinion. I don't see it as a man thing because it was I can understand Midtown was going on since the beginning of time and it was a thing, but like all things in the internet, it seems like people just come up with stuff and just try to follow fads. But it's not, I mean, no disrespect, but that's just how I see it. I don't see anything, I see that it affects a lot of people in bad ways because it takes away from manhood. To me, I don't understand the concept or understand why people would even do that. But I mean, that's just my opinion. It's no knock, but it's just I mean, like I say, DDJ as a person. Yeah. Well, like I say, yeah, we got the lines over, yeah. Yeah, again, I don't know 1.0s and 2.0s and all that other stuff. And again, this might not even be about what DDJ is talking about, but from what I've seen from other people, definitely not you, DDJ, but from other people out there, I've seen that these things have turned into like more like cults than like helping young men out, as far as just because it's taking the responsibility and accountability out of being a man. And instead of being your own community, it seems like they're reeling people in to say, okay, because your mom didn't teach you how to be, you're attached to mom's umbilical cord, or you know, you were never responsible, you didn't take accountability, come with us, and you're allowed to hang out with us, and we will protect you under our umbrella type thing. Not to say you, but I'm saying that's what I've been seeing a lot with a lot of people, that no one's taking accountability for themselves as men. Now, and I understand, okay, but I've never understood this. Now I'm going to tell you, what is the term, when you go your own way, where are you going? I never understood that. What does that mean, DJ? I never understood that. What does that mean? Well, yeah, but okay. See, okay. See, when I was growing up, like you, I grew up in a time where we were told that as well. You know, the 2.5 kids, the white picket fence, the pie, and all that other bullshit, right? We were told all that, but we were also told that as a man, you know, you are responsible for your life. You cannot point the finger, or you can't blame anybody for what's going on in your life. And having a job, you know, the career and all that other stuff. Back then, for a guy like me, was not going your own way. That was just a way of living. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to have a job and, go to work, have a car, be responsible and all that. I mean, Yeah, basically. But again, for us, we were always told that, look, you are the essence of who you are, and you allow people to treat you the way you want to be treated. It was never the other way around for me. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, a police officer could treat you the way he wanted to treat you. Cops and stuff. Right. Yeah, and if you know, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. But see, if you notice from some, all right, like your poop flinging ape, what's the dude's name? Who? Well, whoever. I mean, but okay, that's where I have the issue, because people like that are killing manhood, because people. No, and what I was just, I just wanted to say was that to me, that's where I see issue, because a lot of these young boys are impressionable, and a lot of these young boys, you know, they're lost and they're confused, and then when they have people telling you to sleep with a dog, I mean, I'm glad I wasn't on that show that y'all had that time, Anthony, because there's no way my jaw dropped. But see, DDJ, that's where I have issues like that with people like that, who are taking these young boys that are impressionable and they're pushing an agenda of sleeping, having a doll, and you know, all these things. That's Well, I wanted to say something, but go ahead, DJ. I'll go ahead, finish. I just want to say that to you. Go ahead, please, go ahead, sir. Go ahead. Okay, I see what you're saying, but okay, like I'm gonna give you, here's my example. Okay, Anthony is his own community. You are your own community, in my opinion, and I'm my own community. Okay, and when we come together, then we form what is known as a red man group of men who are in their own communities that are coming together and they're being a community as yourself, being your own man. The 2.0s, I guess. I don't know the ones from the twos, but what I'm saying is that it seems like some of those things don't want you to be an individual. They don't want you to be your own community. It's right. And that's where I get issue with, because I think, because, and again, it goes back to that pooper fling, whatever his name is, people. Yeah, we all know what I mean. People like that, you know, people cling to, because people want answers because maybe they didn't have dad around, or maybe they didn't have anybody around to show them what being a man's about. And what a lot of people do is they have this what's called a sheep mentality, a herd behavior. They think just because everybody's following it, that it's the right thing to do. It's the right place to go. And a lot of people look at these types of communities and they're like, okay, well, because there's millions of guys doing this, it's the right thing. And sometimes it's not the right thing, because to me, it takes away from you being an individual. And it seems like makes you part of the cog of that machine to keep it going and not you going, if that makes any sense. I want to say one thing because I saw something in the chat room. O-R-J-A-N, Burn, or whatever your name is. Let me go man mindset for one second. Excuse me, gentlemen. O.B. Burn, let me tell you something, motherfucker. I get more pussy on my pinky than you can in the thought process, motherfucker. So I don't have problems with motherfucking women. Yeah, I mean, okay? I don't have no denial or anything because I wake up every day as a man. I don't make excuses. I don't point the finger and I don't blame. So maybe you need to cross the street and come over to my side, learn how to be a motherfucking man, and try to tell me what I'm thinking. Look, man, you're allowed to think what you want to think, but don't get mad at me because you can't be me, dude. Don't get mad at me because you struggle with women because daddy never pushed you on a swing or maybe Uncle John touched you in a way where it was inappropriate. Don't get mad at me, but I'm respecting his choices. I'm not here to tear him down. You haven't seen me be rude or anything like that, but I'm allowed to have a thought, goddammit. So fuck what you think, and if you got a problem with me, you know where to find me, motherfucker. I'm sorry, guys. Please continue. Respect. Right. Right. I agree with you. Again, we don't have to agree, but yeah, at the end of the day, see, at the end of the day, I'm gonna treat all men with respect. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, man, it doesn't matter how you feel. I respect how you feel. I just stay on my side of the street and stay in my lane. I respect you as a man. I respect what you're saying and all that other stuff. Even if you're allowed to not agree with me. You know what I mean? And I respect that. That's what makes us men. We don't have to agree on things. As long as we keep respecting each other, that's all, at the end of the day, that's all it's about, brother. Right.